Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Quint Studer is here. Quint is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Pensacola-based Studer Community Institute. He is the author of Healing Physician Burnout and a bunch of other books that are really important. And I call him the Community Whisperer. He's a guy who helps communities get out of their own way, pull together, aggregate their resources, and make things happen in spite of themselves. And he's here to talk to us about that today, about our own world. Quint Studer, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Quint, you were here in January, and during that last visit, we were in the middle of an expanding economy. God was in his heaven and all was right with the world. And in the span of barely, you know, a quarter, 3 months, we've been turned upside down, haven't we?
Oh, we sure have. In fact, we were so many good things. I was in Chillicothe, Ohio, and Elkins, West Virginia, and today at Georgia, all these great little communities that were doing such great things. And all of a sudden, kaboom. It just sort of ended. It's like the balloon was popped.
Right. Well, it's like you know, driving down the road. You just got a raise. You just got a promotion. You know, you and your family just bought a house. It looks like things are going great. You know, my life is wonderful. And then all of a sudden, a train that wasn't supposed to be there T-bones you. And that seems like that's what.
Yeah. Well.
It's not just any one person in any one town. This is a global thing. I mean, I mean, even world wars don't happen this fast. Quint?
No, in fact, Jim, when I talk to communities, one of the things that's different about this, in a way, and that can be, I hate to use the word positive in any soul with this, but, you know, normally, like where I live, Pensacola, Florida, you have an oil spill that hits your area, and you're trying to come back, but while you're trying to come back, everybody's moving way ahead.
Yeah.
This is so, as you say, everywhere. When the communities start coming out of it, and I know it's going to be a little bit different, but in the scheme of things, everybody's going to come out of it about the same time. So I try to tell communities, you know, don't think you're the only one this is happening to. It's happening to everybody. So it's the communities that come out of it the best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they'll come out of it great, but the communities that come out of it the best will be the ones that will be the sort of, I don't, you want, people
well,
sometimes don't like the word, but they'll be the winners.
And the businesses too, but unfortunately, and this is the sad part, we're going to lose a lot of folks, communities and businesses, and I'm afraid families, through no fault of their own, who no one could have been prepared for something like this. There's no way to, I mean, this is and I think it must be said, Quint, and I've said it before, the disease, the COVID-19 disease, is not a black swan. But the global response to it, that is the black swan. We've never done this before. And, Quint, I'm going to propose that we'll never do it again. I don't see how citizens will ever allow their governments to put us through this again. I mean, I don't think we'll ever do this again. What do you think?
I agree. There's so much confusion out there. I mean, I can turn on one show and hear one thing, the other show, the second thing. And we've just got to learn to have better data. Better reactions.
But Quint, how about letting people deal with their own risk? I mean, I understand that they were worried that we were going to overload the health system, and that's where you talk about the better data, which we should have from this from now on. But also giving people credit for doing the right thing, for behaving the right way, for managing their own risk. What do you think?
I agree. Somebody will say to me, I said that to somebody the other day. They said something. I said, well, then don't go. No, don't go. well, you know what, I'm not going to go to a movie theater. I said, well, then don't go to a movie theater.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean other people can't go to a movie
right.
theater. You know, we're all individuals. Let us make our own decisions.
No, that's exactly right. What is your advice? I know that you've written you've got a couple of really important reports out, how to thrive on the other side of this. Talk about some of those points that you make.
Well, I think one of the things that you can do, and people should go to studeri.org, that's our Student Community Institute. We've offered a lot of free training in this, and I call it sharpen the saw. Stephen Covey talked about you got to sharpen mm-hmm. your saw, and this is sort of a pause. We don't like it, but we're all paused. And so one of the things you should do is minimally improve your skill set, improve what you do, become a better leader, become more knowledgeable as a boss on how to use social media, you know, how to make sure your inventory's right, how to hire better, how to fire better, how to make decisions. So I think the one thing for sure, people should have a chance right now. For example, we've had a couple companies here who've really focused in on the training and development of what the staff and the leadership. So that's one thing. Number two, I have a thing called a downtime assessment. And people can contact me at quint@quintstuder.com. It's you've got some time. You know, I own a minor league baseball team. We're not playing baseball. I have a commercial office building. That's not a great place to be. Mm-hmm. We have a cafe. They've been shut down. We have an event center. It's been closed. So four of the businesses that I own are all being hugely impacted.
Right.
But we can at least use that time to train our staff. Look at our inventory. Do we have the right product? Is the product we have today the product we're going to need? We pivoted.
That's the thing to me that we should be spending. Not only community, not only companies, but communities should be focusing. And this is something I've been focusing my work on here on the show and my writing, Quint, is, okay, I know things are tough right now, but if you're planning on being around in 6 months, what is your marketplace? What is your world going to look like in 6 months? That's what we should be managing toward right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and I created this downtime assessment, and that's exactly what it does. Is your pricing right? Are your hours right? Is your place in the market right? So, for example,
Hey, Quint, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I'm gonna let you come back to that after the break. I need your website again, please.
It's studeri.org.
Studeri, with the letter I, studer, studeri.com. Quick break, right back with Quint Studer, more of his wisdom after the break. I'm Jim Blasting, Game 20 After. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.